The Sacramento Music Festival is this weekend. Big Bad Voodoo Daddy and Pablo Cruz are among 70 bands playing all types of music. That includes jazz, which is what the four-day event in Old Sacramento was all about when it began as the Jazz Jubilee in the mid-70s. One young group of musicians is helping to keep the festival's oldest traditions alive. It's not every day you hear 19-year-old guys talking about music written when their grandparents were kids, but that's what members of the Quartet like to do.
We just really like to listen to old swing music, and we'll always be texting each other like, hey man, have you heard this one?
Yeah. I mean, like just today I was telling you about, you know, I love that tune, I'm Old Fashioned.
You know,
Or Pennies from Heaven.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we were just talking about how we need to add it to the set for the festival.
I'm still pushing for a foggy day.
For a foggy day.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
These guys not only like to talk about jazz standards, they play them pretty well too.
Most of the other people that play this style of music are much older than
much
we
older.
Are.
Yeah.
That's trumpeter Andrew Stevens, along with bassist Dexter Williams, drummer Carson Messer, and guitarist and singer Devin Cortan.
I think I've experienced true joy playing jazz. I don't know. Have you felt
it's so much fun.
It's so much fun.
Yeah,
it's just so
definitely.
Much fun. Because it's happy music. It's dance music.
The members of the Quartet, that's Quartet spelled with a K, all met 4 years ago at a youth jazz camp. It's put on every summer in Pollock Pines by the Sacramento Traditional Jazz Society.
They take 100 kids and you go up in the mountains and they make 10 bands. Each band gets sort of like a director. You arrange tunes together and you really dig into the style.
Cortan says since they've become a group, finding places to perform has been a little challenging.
That's the tough part about Sacramento is that there's not a lot of like great sit-down, music-only venues. But you can catch us places like the Naked Lounge, Shady Lady. We've played, at the festival.
Here they are at the Sacramento Music Festival last year, playing outside on the dock in front of the Delta King. And as you'll hear, close to the train tracks. Bassist Dexter Williams says the group gets a lot of positive reaction from audiences wherever they play.
A lot of people are happy to see young people playing this kind of music that's predominantly pretty old folks playing.
It also helped younger people connect to that style of music because most of my friends at school don't have any occasion to listen to it. But if I'm playing it, they're going to come out and see it, and it's music they're able to connect to
exactly.
For the first time.
When they hear jazz, that perks their ears, you know, and sees us, you know, young people their age playing it, it really brings a different perspective to jazz because a lot of people think that it just belongs in an elevator.
At this year's festival, you can catch the Quartet playing near the same spot as last year without the train whistles.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the more interesting places to play a gig at the festival.
Actually, all of our sets this year at the festival are in the Delta King.
But inside.
Yeah.
Steve Milne, Capital Public Radio News.